Thank you for making us the number one radio station. Good day. I have Dr. Jameson in studio with me. Hello, Dr. Jameson. How are you?
Oh, hi there, Christy. It's a pleasure to be here. And thank you for inviting me on.
Yes, thank you so much for joining myself and my listening audience. I'm excited for you to come to talk to us today regarding the Diabetes Awareness Month and the upcoming Diabetes Rewind program education sessions with Argus. For our listening audience that haven't heard about it, I guess we can start at the beginning.
Sure. Well, every November we have Diabetes Awareness Month, and the 14th of November marks International Diabetes Day, where we remember the discovery and the discoverers of insulin. And it's timely that we have a chance here to discuss this, because diabetes is really becoming a major health problem worldwide and in Bermuda. Mm-hmm. And we're now getting to the stage where we're looking to try and prevent as many cases of diabetes as we possibly can in our population. And that's where we're looking to try and implement what we regard as a useful, scientifically proven and helpful way of preventing diabetes with the Diabetes Rewind program.
All right. Now, many people have heard of diabetes. Unfortunately, in our island, we have individuals that have type 1 or type 2 diabetes. And if they haven't heard about the Diabetes Rewind program, what is it all about?
So the Diabetes Rewind program is specifically for type 2 diabetes. People with type 1 diabetes at the present time, we cannot reverse. But with type 2 diabetes, if we pick up individuals in the early stages, within perhaps 5, 6, 7 years of their initial diagnosis, there's the opportunity to basically put their diabetes into remission, especially by using methods to bring about weight loss. That's the key driver in individuals. We can't change our genetics, we can't change our parents, but there are things that we can do to change the environment in which we're exposed. And weight loss in a scientifically administered and properly evaluated and observed fashion can be very, very effective at bringing about remission of diabetes.
Wow. Now, for those of you that have just tuned in, I have Dr. Jameson in studio. Let me just go back quickly. Dr. Jameson, if our listening audience are hearing about you for the first time, how long have you been a doctor now?
I've been a doctor now for more than 3 decades. I've been a specialist in diabetes for 25 plus years, and I've been in Bermuda for 5 years now.
Wow. And did you always want to, when did you know from the beginning you wanted to be a doctor?
Oh, it's a, my own personal story starts with ill health in my mother's family. So that really started when I was a teenager. I worked towards that and spent all of my working life trying to bring about improvements in patient health wherever I am.
Wow. And then here we are 3 decades later. You haven't aged. You know, you look great. You look healthy.
That's right. I'll pass the money over.
So with regards to the Diabetes Rewind program, Island Health Services, the family practice group, they are in partnership with a few individuals, or I should say they are in partnership with a few organizations to bring about this program.
That's right. So Island Health, Family Practice and the Bermuda Diabetes Association have partnered to really bring about the program, which comprises two components. One is the in-person component, which is delivered by our colleagues and friends at the Bermuda Diabetes Association, in particular Sarah Bosch-Denier, whom most people will know from her time on the radio. And there is also a separate parallel program for people who maybe find that the in-person approach is not convenient or to their taste, where we partner with a company called Oviva, which provides an online opportunity using an app and coaching through that app or by telephone message, etc., to try and encourage people to continue with the program long term.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Now, for those of you that are tuned in, participants are offered two approaches, as Dr. Jameson said, to better manage their diabetes, one virtual and one in person. Both options seek to make long term diet and behavioral changes. Doc, when one says behavioral changes, some people just by default don't know how to eat or, you know, prepare necessary foods in order to live healthy, or they don't have the education?
Well, most people now, the first thing they'll do is go on their phone, look up an app.
Okay.
And, you know, get something delivered. Mm-hmm. If it's, you know, 10 o'clock on Friday evening,
yes,
you'll do that. And, you know, times have changed. If you look back at pictures of Bermuda from 100 years ago, mm-hmm. lots of people were standing about in Front Street and they all looked very slim mm-hmm. and they all looked very fit. And nowadays, we don't take the same exercise. We mm-hmm. don't have the same degree of manual labour in our lives.
Yes.
And we've got ready access to processed foods, which are easy to make. But long term, mm-hmm. they have consequences that build up over years or decades.
Absolutely. And then I guess, like you said, our eating habits, if we have a sanitary job, like you're sitting all the time, and then no exercise.
That's right. You know, and we've just changed the way in which we work. You know, we all sit in front of computers. We all travel to work either on a bike or in a car. You mm-hmm. know, we're not walking those distances from the bus stop to a place of work and vice versa on the way home. So, you know, things have changed. Our desire to be mobile and things mm-hmm. to be convenient has meant that we've given up a lot of the ways of the past that probably would have allowed us to exercise more regularly and eat foods that were better for us.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, those that are listening, because I know you're listening intently, the Island Health Services and the Family Practice Group, they are holding two free virtual diabetes sessions designed to demystify diabetes, the treatments, support weight loss and medication. And the experts will share several life-changing tips. So session one, why the Diabetes Rewind program, that's going to be held on Thursday, the 23rd of November. And then I see that Sarah Bostanoia will be one of the educators on that session.
That's correct. Sarah's leading on this. She's been a major player in the delivery of this program locally in Bermuda, and she has unparalleled experience and expertise in this area, and mm-hmm. we're glad to be able to partner with her and give her the opportunity to really present to people in Bermuda just exactly what's available to them, particularly at a time when there are difficulties with, you know, other means of losing weight and controlling diabetes.
Yes.
So it's really important that if people have the time to tune in or to go online and take the opportunity, it was a really useful opportunity for them to learn what Sarah has to say.
All right. Now, that's going to be session one, Thursday, the 23rd of November. The session is going to include local diabetes stats, overview of the Diabetes Rewind in-person program, achieving diabetes remission, can it be done? Session two, is there a magic cure for diabetes? Unlocking the facts, Tuesday, the 28th of November. And Dr. Andrew Jamieson, he will be spearheading this one.
That's right. So on the 28th, I'm doing a slightly different focus to Sarah, really looking at where diabetes remission and weight loss management comes into it versus what has become much more popular now as the skinny jab, as it's often referred to, Ozempic.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And it's maybe timely that we have that opportunity because, firstly, worldwide availability of this medication has really caused a problem. The demand for it has grown way beyond the ability to acquire it. And secondly, this family of medicines have been around for about 17 years now.
Mm.
And with the increase in use, we're starting to see now, because of the numbers of patients using it, problems that were thought to be rare becoming much more visible in the community. So it's important to understand that these medicines are not a magic wand. They are useful when they are used correctly in the right people.
Yeah. And that's the key. And I'm glad one of the topics or two we'll be talking about Ozempic, because that must be the word for the year.
Oh, I think it's a word that has on everyone's lips, you know, and I now shake my head when someone says they've not heard of it.
Exactly.
Because they must have been living somewhere very remote.
I know. I think it's on every newscast. So that's going to be session two. Is there a magic cure for diabetes? And then session three, this session will include Ozempic versus the Diabetes Rewind program, a factual comparison to help inform your choices, decoding the local diabetes dilemma, and inspiring success stories. You will hear firsthand testimonies. So remember, all of these sessions are virtual, and it's very simple to sign up for these sessions. So that, I mean, this wealth of knowledge for anyone, Dr. Jamieson, I think many people will take advantage, because they may not have diabetes, but one of their family members might have type 2 diabetes.
It's such a common circumstance in Bermuda that to find someone who is not touched by diabetes in some way in their family is almost impossible. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many individuals who have such strong family histories. They've seen relatives die early from complications of diabetes, and to know that we can try and prevent the occurrence of these complications is really important, and it's a major focus going forward, because it's not just high blood sugar.
No.
That's just how you get into the club.
Correct. And then, you know, there are, your body gives you signs, and there are symptoms that some people may have ignored, and now this topic, we're talking about it, and every time you turn around, someone is talking about diabetes. If they haven't been to the doctor, they're like, you know what? I've been running to the bathroom a little bit more. I don't feel right. Let me make an appointment to see one of my local GPs.
Yes. So the classic symptoms of diabetes, going to the bathroom a lot to pee, drinking a lot during the night, losing weight, even though your appetite is quite good. These are the classic symptoms, but these often occur quite late on in type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
So individuals may actually not notice these symptoms until the blood sugars have really become quite high.
Yes.
So prior to that, people who find that they're becoming easily fatigued, or they're getting skin infections, or they're getting problems with, I often say to people, you know, ask them, do they snore? Does their partner snore? Because snoring is related to the risk of diabetes as well, because you're more likely to get sleep apnea from snoring, and that's related to diabetes. So I think, you know, taking interest in your own health and then getting access to your family physician to get a blood test done to see, do I have diabetes, yes or no? And if the question is yes, what can I do to turn that around? How can I manage this circumstance and make my numbers as good as they can be?
Absolutely, Doc. I mean, I'm looking at the sessions, and I'm saying this is all three of these sessions. It sounds like it's going to be very interesting. And like you said, even with the word Ozempic, Ozempic is on everyone's lips or every newscast.
Yes, it's Ozempic, which is the brand name of a particular medicine, is the kind of grandson of the first medicine that came out. And it's become very popular for, I presume, from celebrity endorsement during lockdown. But it's only part of the whole management plan.
Yeah.
And one of the downsides of it is once you stop it, the effect wears off. So within a year, two-thirds of people, maybe three-quarters, will have gone back to where they started from.
Interesting.
So it's not cast in stone. If you take Ozempic, you are cured for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. And I've seen a lot of celebrities, they have come out and they said, you know, they were on Ozempic, they have lost a lot of weight. They haven't gained it back, but they don't want to be on it forever.
Yes. So depending on where you live in the world, certain places will only allow for prescription for 2 years, maximum use. Other places, it's a bit more open-ended. But ultimately, once you stop that medication, the drivers to help you keep that weight off have been removed.
Okay.
And unless you make the changes in your day-to-day, you know, whether that's how you prepare your food, what you're taking, your portion sizes, and how you exercise. If you let those slide over time, you'll just go back gradually to where you started from. So in isolation, it's a short term, can be very effective, very dramatic effect, but it has to be in a bigger context of what you do in your life overall.
Absolutely. And since we've been talking about diabetes and even with obesity, are there any other medications that doctors will probably consider to treat their patients if their patients are morbidly obese or they really need to lose weight?
So prior to Ozempic and its cousins coming along, there were only two options available. One was diet and exercise, which was often very challenging for people, or bariatric surgery, where individuals would undergo a surgical procedure to help weight loss.
Okay.
So Ozempic and its cousin drugs have all come along, and Ozempic is perhaps the one that's best known. There are one or two other medicines that have been released. One is called tirzepatide, which is possibly even more effective. But again, it has a similar side effect profile. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that you can guarantee that someone will take without the potential for problems. And again, I would urge anyone who wants to consider these medicines to see their doctor to make sure that they understand all the pros and cons of these medicines before going on to them. And even if they think about that, that things like the Diabetes Rewind program mm-hmm. will actually allow them to get the kind of changes that they need to undertake, so that even if they do eventually take medicines like Ozempic, they've made changes in their life that will actually make these medicines even more effective.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Jamieson, for coming by, and I hope I get a chance to talk to you again.